The camps were set up by the Germans and were operated by the Germans. The Germans murdered the prisoners. The Germans cremated the bodies. Polish people had nothing to do with it. There were no Polish people there, only anonymous numbers, says Fryderyk Jakimiszyn, survivor of the Gross-Rosen concentration camp. You had to take your hat off during roll call. They said, Mitzen up and Mitzen auf, auf to take off your coat and up to put it on. You did that for the commandant and his cronies. All of them wore German military uniforms and enforced strict discipline. And so we took our hats off. When the order to evacuate the camp was given, he took advantage of the haste and chaos among the guards and hid in a dugout, which was used as a bomb shelter. He was tracked down after 2 hours and taken away to the roll call area. The decision was made to execute him in front of other prisoners, so that everyone would know what their insubordination might bring. Looking into the eyes of death, I resorted to one final act of desperation. I knelt and sobbed and cried for forgiveness, recounts Fryderyk Jakimiszyn. And I said in German, Ich kind 17 Jahre alt, de Mutter. I'm a child, I'm 17, I want to go back to my mom, I haven't done anything, don't kill me, please don't kill me. Fryderyk Jakimiszyn has a vivid memory of the dramatic events, the camp reality and the brutality of the German soldiers. But his plea was successful. Fryderyk Jakimiszyn escaped with his life, although he and his fellow inmates were to join the death march to Berlin.